Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So my name is Norio Kawakami from Kyoto University. So I'm one of the organizers, but still I would like to thank the real organizers, especially from U.S. side, for preparing this nice workshop. So I'm going to talk about correlated no-harm mission systems. So here are my collaborators, Nakagawa-san, Ueda-san from University of Tokyo, Takasan-san, now Berkeley, and Yoshida-san from Tsukuba, and these two are my PhD students and my colleague at Kyoto University, and Adachi-san from Riken. Okay. A closed quantum system obey unitary evolution, which may be described by Hermitian Hamiltonian. So on the other hand, for quantum, open quantum systems with dissipative environment, lifetime, gain and loss, and so on, so it is naively expected that such systems may be described by non-Hermitian Hamiltonian effectively. But this may not be so simple. So there are several examples of systems for which the effective non-Hermitian description is very important. So one of the most famous examples in condensed matter may be Hatano-Nelson approach to vortex spinning deepening phenomenon, superconductors, 1996. So 2 years later, we extended this idea to many body physics. Namely, we introduced a breakdown of a Mott insulator. So in the same year, the famous paper of Bender and Becher about the parity time symmetric open quantum system was published. Since then, there have been many theoretical studies on this issue, including the recent Ueda-sensei's group's work. So actually, in this decade, such PT symmetric systems have been experimentally realized. And also, the topological classification of non-Hermitian topological phases was initiated by Masatoshi Sato's group. And also, non-Hermitian perspective of correlated systems was addressed by Liang Fu's group, and several talks were this morning. Okay, so I would like to briefly mention the early work, two examples. So first one is the Hatano-Nelson approach to localization transitions in non-Hermitian quantum mechanics. So they considered vortex spinning and deepening transition in superconductors for the cylinder type geometry with columnar defects. They showed that transverse field drive the system from pinning and deepening phases. So they demonstrated that these phenomena can be described by non-Hermitian Hamiltonian effectively. So namely, the Hamiltonian with asymmetric hopping between right going and left going with random potentials. Okay, so this is one body problem. So we extended this idea to many body problem. Namely, we introduced the breakdown of the Mott insulator by using the exact solution of non-Hermitian Hubbard model. So as far as I know, this is the first paper addressed Mott breakdown, and this is a many-body extension of non-Hermitian treatment of Hatano-Nelson. So we consider this kind of Hubbard model having asymmetric hopping between right going and left going. So you may wonder, so this may be an artificial model, but 12 years later, Oka-san and Aoki-san showed that this breakdown can describe dielectric breakdown by electric field effectively. So this is a good news. And then, so 2 years later, 1998, this is a phase diagram obtained by us, asymmetric hopping and interaction. So you can see Mott insulator is driven to metallic phase. So actually, 2 years later, 2000, dielectric breakdown of one-dimensional Mott insulator, strontium copper oxide, was really found by Tokura Sensei's group. Okay, so in this workshop, extension to more generic cases may be discussed by Kazuaki Takasan. He is from U.S. side in this time. Okay, anyway, so up to recently, there have not so many studies on correlated effects of no-harm emission systems. This issue has just started again recently, maybe in these 2-3 years. So here I would like to discuss correlated no-harm emission systems, but my PhD students have a chance to give short talks about no-harm emission fermionic superfluidity, Kazuaki Yamamoto-kun, and also in this morning, Kimura-kun talked about interaction-driven symmetry protected exceptional points. So in this talk, I would like to focus on the non-equilibrium Kondo effect in Hermitian and non-Hermitian systems. Okay, so I would like to discuss the Kondo effect in ultra-cold fermionic systems. So in our calculation, there is a real gap closing, right? Gap, motor gap is close at the gap. Okay, right? Okay, so in this part, the collaborators are Nakagawa-san and Ueda-san from University of Tokyo. The non-Hermitian properties were discussed in this paper, but I would like to start with the topic, how to realize non-equilibrium Kondo effect in ultra-cold fermions, which I explained in these two papers. Okay, so Kondo effect. So Kondo effect was originally introduced for dilute magnetic alloys to explain resistivity minimum phenomenon. So this is a prototype many body effect. So there have been many theoretical studies on this issue, perturbation, scaling, film leakage, renormalization group, exact solution, conformal field theory approach, and so on. Okay, so in Kondo effect, localized impurity spin is coupled with free fermions via the antiferromagnetic spin exchange coupling, and at low temperatures, below Kondo temperature, so Kondo singlet is formed. So this is a ubiquitous phenomenon in physics. For example, the magnetic impurities in metals, this is the original problem, heavy fermion materials, and also quantum dot systems. So more recently, ultra-cold atoms provide a platform to study the Kondo effect. So I'll explain one recent experimental paper. So namely, experimental realization of the Kondo Hamiltonian, so published in the last year. Okay, the authors in this paper considered ytterbium 173 atom having plus minus 5 halves nuclear spin playing roles of up and down spin. So host atoms are given by singlet S0 state of ytterbium atom, and impurity is given by metastable triplet P0 state. So shown here is the population of the up and down impurity spins as a function of time. So you can see up impurity spin is changed, converted into down spins. So namely, they observed a spin exchange dynamics. So however, they have several problems in this experiment. So one is that the exchange coupling is still ferromagnetic. So in order to realize Kondo effect, we need antiferromagnetic Kondo coupling. The question is how to realize antiferromagnetic Kondo coupling in this ytterbium 173 atoms. So another problem is atom loss. You can see the total number of up and down spin is decreasing as a function of time. So this means the system is suffering from the atom losses. So the question is how to treat such Kondo effect with atom losses. So these two issues are what I would like to address in this talk. Okay, so first I would like to discuss Hermitian Kondo effect in cold atoms. So this is a laser-induced Kondo effect, and apply the results to the topological phase transitions in one dimension. So second part is non-Hermitian Kondo effect with two particle losses, and we demonstrate novel phenomena which are unique to non-Hermiticity. Okay, so let me begin with laser-induced Kondo effect. Okay, idea is very simple. So we prepared two orbitals playing role of itinerant degrees of freedom, localized degrees of freedom, which are coupled with each other via optical coupling. Okay, so then we may realize Kondo effect. The possible platform may be alkaline earth cold atoms. Okay, so in alkaline earth cold atoms such as calcium, ytterbium, strontium, so two electrons are accommodated in the outer shell. So namely, electronic ground state is given by singlet state, and excited state such as triplet P0 state is metastable. So you can see in this energy diagram, triplet P0 state lifetime is very long compared with other excited states. So therefore, we can use these two states for orbital degenerate systems. Okay, so there is a difference of polarizability between these two states, which gives rise to orbital-dependent optical lattice. So namely, triplet P0 states are very deep potential, so localized, and singlet S0 state are shallow potential itinerant. So therefore, we can prepare these two different kinds of orbitals to realize Kondo-like lattice. Okay, so I would like to note one thing. So electrons are in the singlet state, therefore spins comes from nuclear spins. Okay, so therefore interaction should be isotropic, namely spin symmetric interactions, such as SU2 or SU6 or SU10 interactions. Okay, now let's move to the laser-induced Kondo effect and discuss the competition between the Kondo effect and the heating. Okay, so this is a setup. So we consider two orbital optical lattice model plus AC field. The corresponding Lagrangian is something like this. So this is an itinerant part. This is a localized part having the strong Coulomb interaction U. The mixing term is given by given like this. It is given by the dipole transition between the singlet S0 state and triplet P0 state. The amplitude is proportional to electric field strengths. And also, this is a spin-dependent interaction, hybridization. So in addition, we have the explicit time dependence. So in this sense, this is different from ordinary mixing term, ordinary hybridization term. So in order to eliminate this explicit time dependence, we map the system to quantum quench system. So namely, by using this kind of gauge transformation from F to F prime, then we end up the mixing term without explicit time dependence. So this is time independent. So as a result, we have to introduce a level shift, something like this, EF minus omega. Yeah. Anyway, so now mixing term is time independent. Therefore, problem is now mapped onto quantum quench, namely sudden change of potential, but potential is constant after the quench. Okay. So now in the quantum quench system, the steady state will be equilibrium after the mapping. Okay, so we have well-defined effective temperature. Then what determines this temperature and the chemical potential after the quench? So we would like to recall that the ultra-cold atoms are regarded as an isolated system. So temperature and the chemical potential should be determined from energy and particle number conservation. So we use these conservations to determine the chemical potential and temperature. And we use the so-called slave boson mean field approximation to obtain the temperature. Okay, this is the result. effective temperature calculated as a function of the hybridization amplitude V. And you can see heating really occurs, right? But fortunately, effective temperature T is lower than the Kondo temperature. So therefore, heating doesn't spoil the Kondo effect. So then we can realize the laser-induced Kondo effect. Right? So then we would like to apply this Kondo effect to discuss topological phase transitions in 1D Kondo lattice. Okay, so we are now considering two orbital systems, shallow potential and deep potential, and itinerant and localized. The effective Hamiltonian in this case is conduction band and also exchange coupling between the conduction and the localized spins. So this exchange coupling consists of two terms. First one is the V exchange, which is experimentally observed ferromagnetic exchange coupling. So another one is the other one is the antiferromagnetic coupling, anisotropic coupling, which is laser induced. So therefore, we can control sign and magnitude of exchange coupling by applying the laser light. Okay, so to warm up, so let's start with the impurity Kondo problem, having the anisotropic exchange coupling given by these terms. So this is a famous scaling phase scaling flows in the anisotropic Kondo systems, J perpendicular and JZ. Okay, so if we start from the antiferromagnetic coupling, so this is scaled to the ordinary Kondo fixed point. So we have the Kondo effect. So on the other hand, as I mentioned, experimentally found exchange coupling with ferromagnetic isotropic coupling. So therefore, if we start from the ferromagnetic isotropic coupling, we come to J equals zero. There is no Kondo effect. So however, if we apply the laser light, so we can change the system to here. Then there is a flow to the another strong coupling fixed point. This is an analog of Kondo effect, slightly different, but essentially same. So in this sense, so even for ferromagnetic coupling experimentally observed, we can realize laser-induced Kondo effect, something like this. Okay, so having checked, we can have the Kondo effect in the ultra-cold atom systems. Now we'd like to discuss symmetry-protected topological phase transition. Okay, so let's consider one-dimensional Kondo lattice with ferromagnetic Kondo interaction between the conduction bands and localized spins. So in one dimension, it is known that the Kondo effect occurs even for ferromagnetic coupling. Okay, namely, so let's consider localized spin half, which is coupled to the conduction band, making the object of spin one. However, this spin one is screened by the adjacent two atoms, making a singlet. So therefore, we have the Kondo lattice with non-local singlet, something like this. So this is nothing but the topological phase, a la Haldane, similar to Haldane phase in strong coupling. Okay, so now by using the laser-induced Kondo effect, so we can change the non-local Kondo singlet to the local Kondo singlet, something like this. So applying the laser light, so topologically non-trivial phase can be changed to the topologically trivial phase. So this is a topological phase transition. Okay, this is a phase diagram for one-dimensional Kondo lattice with anisotropic exchange coupling J perpendicular and JZ, which is obtained by the bosonization method. So you can see several phases. So let's look at this part. So here is the trivial Kondo insulator. And then we have the two additional nail states, different nail states, and here topological phase a la Haldane. So as I mentioned, experimentally found exchange coupling is isotropic ferromagnetic. So then we may be here. So then applying the laser light, as I mentioned, we can change this system to here. Then we can realize the topological phase transition from non-trivial to trivial. So in order to... This is ferromagnetic. This is anti-ferromagnetic region, right? Okay, starting from the ferromagnetic coupling, so we come here, still ferromagnetic, but as I mentioned, so this is scaled to the strong coupling condo fixed point. All right. So then, in order to confirm this phase transition, we should observe the appearance or disappearance of edge state. But there are problems in cold atom systems. So namely, trapping potential always make the system edge metallic. So it's not easy to observe the edge state at the end of the system. So therefore, our idea is, proposal is, laser should be given only for half of the system, something like this. Then there may be an interface between the laser non-trivial and non-trivial topological phases. Then we may observe the edge state around here. The possible problem may be a site-resolved microscope and so on. Okay, this is a proposal for non-equilibrium condo effect, but for Hermitian systems. Okay, the next topic is non-equilibrium condo effect, but non-Hermitian case. So as I mentioned in the beginning, so the system of ytterbium atoms is suffering from the atom losses, as I mentioned before. And then we would like to consider Kondo effect having such atom losses. Okay, so the message of the second part is as follows. So we are now dealing with the quantum many-body physics with inelastic collisions. The atom losses may be formulated as an open quantum system. Then it may lead to emergence of non-Hermitian Hamiltonians. So namely, quantum many-body physics with non-Hermitian Hamiltonians. So in our case, this is a non-Hermitian generalization of the Kondo effect. Okay, so here is a setup. Okay, let's start with the equilibrium gas of ytterbium or strontium, where all the atoms are in a singlet estero ground state. So by applying the laser light to excite a triplet P0 state, then we have the Kondo-like system. As I mentioned, some impurities will be lost due to inelastic collisions. So in this case, so if we focus on the measurement of the surviving impurities, we naturally end up with non-Hermitian system. Okay, so atom, as I mentioned, atom loss may be described by a quantum master equation. So namely, the time evolution of the density matrix rho is given by Hermitian time evolution plus terms expressing the coupling to the environment. So this L alpha is so-called Lindblad operator. Okay, so by combining the first part, Hermitian term and the last part, so we end up the non-Hermitian effective Hamiltonian, which can describe dynamics between loss events. So the second term is related to the real two-body loss event, which is accompanied by a change of the particle number. So usually this second part is not easy to treat. However, if we our interest is surviving impurity, so namely projection to lossless dynamics. So therefore, in this situation, so dynamics can be described by the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian this part. Okay, the resulting non-Hermitian Kondo Hamiltonian has this form, so including the imaginary part coming from the back action of this projection. Okay, so then resulting Kondo Hamiltonian has the complex J, including the imaginary exchange coupling Ji. So now our problem is how to treat this Hamiltonian with complex interaction. Okay, so we have used two approaches. Okay, two approaches. First one is a renormalization group. Okay, this is a famous scaling equation for up to second order. But in this case, the coupling is complex. All right, so let's start with the ordinary Kondo effect, real exchange coupling. Starting from the ferromagnetic coupling, it is scaled to zero. This is, we end up with a free fixed point. On the other hand, if we start from the antiferromagnetic coupling, negative J, we come to the Kondo fixed point, Kondo effect occurs. The question is what happens if we introduce the imaginary part? Okay, then we end up the this kind of interesting flow diagram. Okay, so I'll explain it. So if we start from the negative antiferromagnetic coupling with small loss rate, we come to the Kondo fixed point. On the other hand, if we start from the small negative J with a little bit larger loss rate, then there is an anomalous returning renormalization group flow. Then we end up with a free fixed point, namely J equals zero. There is no Kondo effect. So this means that there is a non-Hermitian quantum phase transition induced by inelastic scattering loss rate. The question is, what is the origin of this phase transition? The origin may be attributed to the quantum Zeno effect. So you know, particle loss induces effective repulsion between particles because the particle would like to avoid a strong dissipation. Then this effectively gives rise to the repulsion between particles. So there is a competition between this repulsion due to quantum Zeno effect and the Kondo effect. So it leads to the such quantum phase transition between Kondo effect and non-Kondo effect. Okay, so in order to characterize this energy scale, so we introduce the characteristic energy scale at which the real part of the Kondo coupling becomes zero. So this red point. Then we obtain this kind of the exponential type Kondo temperature, which is similar to the ordinary Kondo temperature. So this is a non-Hermitian generalization of the Kondo temperature, which describes the competition between the Kondo effect and the quantum Zeno effect. All right. So up to now, I have used the renormalization group approach. So in order to confirm the result, we used the exact solution of the non-Hermitian Kondo Hamiltonian. So it is possible to obtain an exact solution for such non-Hermitian Kondo Hamiltonian. And we obtain the equations for momenta for conduction fermions, Kj. And we introduced additional momenta, which describe the spin degrees of freedom, lambda alpha, coupled equations. So we solve this coupled equation and calculated the static quantities. Okay, so we calculated the impurity magnetization MY using the exact solution. Okay, so in the parameter region of J, satisfying this condition, this corresponds to somewhere here, and so we have the MY equals zero, singlet solution. And on the other hand, in this parameter region, satisfying this condition corresponding to this region, we have MY equal half. This is free spin. There is no Kondo effect. So therefore, So blue line is the line obtained by a denormalization group, and the red line is given by the beta and the solution. So at least in the small weak coupling regime, the agreement is very nice. So this means that we can confirm the phase transition between the condo and the non-condo states. Okay, so this is a summary of the second part. So we generalized the condo effect to the non-Hermitian case and found the interesting transition from condo to non-condo states. So this is a non-Hermitian phase transition has no analog in equilibrium systems, which may be a prototypical example of non-Hermitian correlated phenomena. Okay, so this is a summary of the total part. Hermitian condo effect in non-equilibrium systems and non-Hermitian condo effect in non-equilibrium systems. Okay, thank you very much for your kind attention.
Yeah, about the non-Hermitian condo effect, which I think is very interesting. So you show the comparison between RG phase boundary versus beta, and that's, and there is some deviation away from origin.
Yeah, yeah,
so
right.
Do you think they would agree if you pursue RG equation to higher order, or?
Yeah, so there are two problems. First one is RG is is a kind of lowest order, but also the exact solution is obtained for the some approximation. Namely, so the we assume the linear dispersion for conduction electron, right? So this is a approximation to obtain the exact solution.
The and same approximation, I guess, is used also for in RG because
yeah, yeah, right. So then I'm not so sure. So this kind of deviation, we think the due to the linearized, I think the linearized, I think assumption, and then I don't know. So maybe up to here, linearization approximation may be buried, and then the detail should be dependent on the detail of the approximation, I think, right?
Also, about the exact solution, maybe I missed your explanation, but you just use the same wave function,
yes,
and some parameter becomes complex.
Yeah, so parameter becomes complex. This is the J is now complex, right? So we can obtain the exact solution in a similar manner to the Hermitian case. This parameter, in this case G, becomes complex. Then problem is how to find, I think, reasonable solution, right? So it's not easy, right? So we took away. So starting from the Hermitian case, we find the solution. Then we introduce the imaginary part, right? Then in this region we can find. But the system is away, far away from the equilibrium. It's not easy to find the corresponding solution, even if we have this kind of equation.
Thank you very much.
A question about non-Hermitian phase transitions in general. So I guess I think of quantum phase transitions in Hermitian systems are well defined at zero temperature. And if I'm at non-zero temperature, then at least second order transitions are effectively classical. So if I have a non-Hermitian system, I think of that as like a lossy system. Is it possible that non-Hermitian transitions are basically classical dissipative universality classes, or can they be truly quantum?
I don't know. So our transition is related to this kind of formation of the exceptional point. So in the transition point, I think, so exceptional point should be realized. But I'm not sure whether this correspond to the
whether it could happen in classical system.
Yeah, classical system or not. I'm not so sure.
Right. Yeah, so can we look at the RG flow diagram again for the condo problem with the non-Hermitian part? Yeah, so looks like if I follow the blue line, there's a runaway flow. I mean, the non-Hermitian part will be always wrong. I mean, you know, so am I reading right? I mean,
reading right?
Yeah, the blue line actually.
Yeah.
It will run away. So actually, normally in the RG flow diagram, when there's a runaway flow, we say it's a first order phase transition. So is that the correct interpretation here?
Yeah. So this line, as I mentioned, may be related to the formation of the exceptional point, right? So this line is, I think, the scaled to the infinite interaction. Then there may be no analog from the ordinary, I think, the Hermitian cases. Then I'm not sure, but this may be typical, I think, for the non-Hermitian case, because fixed point is somewhere here, right?
Right, so normally we calculate like free energy or, you know, something thermodynamic quantity or like zero temperature, we just calculate the ground state energy and see what kind of singularity it is.
Yeah.
And when it's runaway flow, we know it's a first order singularity. So I'm not sure whether anything applies here.
So
did you consider singularity of the some similar?
Up to now, so we have only this kind of the result. We couldn't calculate the free energy or something like that because the even if we use the exact solution, then we just obtain the ground state, right?
Uh-huh.
So not easy to check the nature of this phase transition.
And another question is back to my first question about the modeling related to the superfluid phase transition in your earlier work. So you say you calculate the mod gap,
right?
But actually in a non-Hermitian system, the gap may not even be real. So I'm not even so I'm not sure, you know. So what it means by a mod gap vanished there?
Right. So Oka-san and Aoki-san showed that. So if we start from the ordinary Hermitian motor insulator, then calculate the, for example, transition probability, then this formula of transition probability can be analytically, I think, connected to the complex plane. Then this mod breakdown can be expressed in the the imaginary axis of the, in this case there is a real gap closing. This gap closing point corresponds to the metal insulator transition point, right? So this is a corresponding between the non-Hermitian and Hermitian case, which was shown by Oka-san, Aoki-san.
More questions? I'm curious for the beta ansatz, is there any way, like I sometimes we do thermodynamic beta ansatz in the Hermitian case, but I don't know what that would even mean in the non-Hermitian case because we aren't usually thinking about free energy and so on. So here you have a number of particles. Are you taking the continuum limit, but at zero energy, or is it sort of discrete number of particles for the beta calculation?
Yeah, so we can obtain this, I think, the beta ansatz equation. The question is which kind of solution to this equation can realize the physical, can describe the physical quantity. So this is a problem, right? In principle, we can apply maybe this thermodynamic beta ansatz or algebraic beta ansatz to this system. Then we obtain the set of equations, but the problem is how to find, because now the interaction is complex, right? What is the equilibrium state? What is the ground state? Such as problem.
Good. Further questions? If not, let's thank the speaker again.